We're doing brachos. We're up to Daf Vav Amud Beis, the two dots in the middle of the page. Vam Rav Chel Vam Rav Huna, right above the airplane in the standard editions. Vam Rav Chel Vam Rav Huna Lolam Yei Adam Zeu B'Tfilat HaMincha Sherei Liyahu Lo Nana Ala B'Tfilat HaMincha. Rav Chel Vam said in the name Rav Huna, a person should always be careful with the Mincha prayer, for Eliyahu was not answered in any other prayer other than his Mincha prayer. When he got up to pray his Mincha prayer, that's when God gave him his request. As the verse says, Eliyahu stepped forward when we had that great procession on Mount Carmel. Eliyahu was facing off with the false prophets of the Baal. And after they spent the whole morning praying to their idol Baal that fire should come out of the altar, and obviously nothing happened, when Mincha time came, Eliyahu stepped forward and prayed, and then a fire came down from heaven. Eliyahu prayed before God and said, Aneini Hashem Aneini. Why did he say Aneini twice? Answer me, God. Answer me. Aneini sheteredesh min hashamayim. Request number one, Eliyahu said, please God, send down a fire from heaven. Va'aneini, and please God, answer my request. Shelo yomru masek shafimim. They shouldn't say that I did this with sorcery. Eliyahu recognized that attaining a miracle wasn't enough. The people might still insist and say, okay, you're a good sorcerer, Eliyahu. So Eliyahu asked Hashem, answer me, Hashem, answer me. Answer me, Hashem, that I get what I asked for, and answer me so that they recognize it's you answering me and that it's your miracle. Rabbi Yochanan amar af b'tfilat ha-mincha. Rabbi Yochanan said, even in the arvis, even in the evening prayer, one should be careful. Notice the word af. On some level, it seems it's secondary. Shneimar, the verse says, "Tikon tefilat tiktot lefaner masat kapay minchat arev." My prayer should be like incense before you. As I raise my hand, it should be like the evening offering. So you see that the evening offering is also something special. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, "Af tefilat shachrit." He said, even in the morning, one should be careful. Shneimar, the verse says, "Hashem boker tishma koli boker eroch lecha v'atzape." Hashem, in the morning you hear me. In the morning I set my prayer before you, and I expect you. I anticipate your help, your acceptance of my prayer. So you see, the morning is the prototype, is the example of a prayer that we expect God will accept. So that's why Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, even the morning prayer one should be very careful with. So you end this Gemara and you say, okay, so I got to be careful with all three. So isn't that where I started? So the answer, Yehuda, Af, and the second Af. So that's counterintuitive, right? We usually think, oh, the morning prayer, that's the most important. And then the night prayer, just before you go to sleep, that's also most important. And the afternoon prayer, we fit into our schedule somewhere over there. So the Gemara comes and tells me the exact opposite order. The afternoon prayer, which you gotta stick into your day somewhere, you know, between the meetings, between everything you're doing, you stop and you get in a mincha. Ah, take that seriously. That's so important. And then the night prayer too. And you know what? The morning prayer also. The exact opposite from the way we'd set it up. How do you know it was almost a chikiyah?
I don't know. Like, my rabbi always told me, like, it's very good to bring mincha at almost chikiyah.
Okay. I would understand the pasuk differently. I would understand it to mean plaga mincha. Mincha ktana. That's it says, ba'alot mincha. At the time that they were offered the mincha sacrifice, which is in the afternoon. Mincha ktana, right? Vam Rav Chel Vam Rav Huna. Rav Chel taught us another thing in the name of Rav Huna. Kol ha'neinim sudat chatan neinom samcho. Whoever enjoys a chasan's meal and does not make him happy, over b'chamisha kolot, he transgresses five voices, five kolot. So notice it's called the meal of the chatan, because once upon a time the chatan would invite people to his own home, and he would fund the Sheva Brachas meals. All 7 days, friends would be coming to his house and having the feasts with him in his own home. And that's really the idea of Sheva Brachos. What we do today is a fake. We're mimicking what they did then, but that's not really the real thing of Sheva Brachos. Guys, but don't try this at home. Your wife won't be very happy if you try this. She has to feed all your friends for 7 days. And you see here that there's a mitzvah to be misameach, to make him happy. Isn't he happy enough? He just got married. Ah, you see, happiness is something that you have to work on, even in a time like this. Okay, so we'll pick up here b'zachim next time.
So there is no story.